So let's meditate. Begin by settling the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. This natural state of the body, speech, and mind allows you access to intuition. To messages from and answers to questions from primordial consciousness, from your pristine awareness. And this is the source of imagination, of imagining all possibilities. It's not that these are unreal, these possibilities, but they're just not manifest yet. So begin with yourself. With this heartfelt desire, how wonderful it would be if I knew happiness and its causes. And I was free from all suffering and its causes. Sometimes we can have a perverted view of ourselves, thinking that we're somehow not worthy of that, or incapable of. So we begin with ourselves, and on the inhalation, arouse that heartfelt aspiration of loving kindness and compassion for yourself. How wonderful it would be if I knew genuine happiness and its causes and was free from suffering and its causes. And visualize your own pristine awareness as an orb of radiant light at your heart chakra, about the size of a pearl. And on the inhalation, arouse that aspiration and on the exhalation allow the radiance of your pristine awareness to flood your entire body with light, saturating every cell, eliminating all of the obstacles and the obscurations that veil genuine happiness and create suffering. And just practice on the breath. On the inhale, arouse the aspiration, and on the exhale, allow your pristine awareness to deliver. And then feel that this has become true. Your everyday reality now is genuine happiness, freedom from suffering, moment to moment. And then expand the sphere of concern, because this wouldn't have happened for you if you didn't care. Expand the sphere of your concern from yourself to someone you feel close to you, someone you feel a natural affection for. And view this person clearly. Because you know them so well, you know their aspirations for happiness. You know their frustration with the suffering that they're experiencing. But your care doesn't have to be manufactured for this person or fabricated. You feel this natural wish for them to be free from suffering and to have genuine happiness. Your own pristine awareness can never be polluted by suffering, because you know what causes suffering. And there is no delusion in this pristine awareness. So on the inhalation, inhale the suffering of this person you care so much about and draw it out of their body as a dark cloud. And inhale it to the pristine awareness at your heart, where it is destroyed like a collision of matter and antimatter. And then on the exhalation, breathe out the radiance of your pristine awareness as a luminous beam, striking them in the heart, delivering all of the happiness that they long for and the causes of happiness. And now expand the sphere of concern again. to a stranger. Somebody that you see that you don't know. A face comes to mind. This person has the same desire for happiness that I have and my loved one has, and are just as worthy of happiness. Why shouldn't I care about their suffering just as much as my own? And so arouse the aspiration. You can intuit their desire for happiness. You can intuit their suffering. Arouse the aspiration. May you be free from suffering, and may you know genuine happiness. How wonderful it would be if you, like me, had it. May it be so. I myself will make it so. And on the inhalation, draw the suffering out of their bodies and inhale it to your own pristine awareness at the heart. And then exhale the radiance of your pristine awareness, striking them in the heart and delivering the genuine happiness and its causes that they long for. And now bring to mind somebody that you have a problem with. You could call them an enemy. You could call them an antagonist, a pain in the butt, somebody who may even wish you harm. This person, like you, like your loved one, wishes for happiness. But they act out of delusion, out of mental affliction. And perhaps they're even very powerful people who, because of their power, can magnify the problems, the pain caused by their mental afflictions. This person, like you, wants to be happy and free. May it be so. This is the only way we're going to heal the polarizations that are ripping our human family apart. How wonderful it would be, arouse the aspiration, and I will myself will make it so. And on the inhalation, draw out the suffering from this antagonist and take it into yourself willingly, because you know that it cannot harm you. And it's destroyed at your heart in your pristine awareness. And breathe out the happiness that this person longs for and its causes, the wisdom that produces the causes. And now you know that you have it in yourself to be a cause of happiness and a cause of freedom from suffering for not only yourself and your loved ones, but people you don't even know and people who may wish you harm. So you know that you can be a cause of genuine happiness and freedom from suffering for all sentient beings. Who are these sentient beings? All of them. What does it mean? How do you visualize them? Is it some mass of human-likes or conscious beings disappearing over the horizon? Lama Allen says, just rest with an open, receptive mind, with this aspiration to be a cause of happiness, cause of freedom, and whoever comes to mind, friend, enemy, stranger, another species, let that be the icon for all sentient beings. And wish this person or this being freedom from happiness and determine that you yourself will do it. And now give up the visualization and simply rest in this pristine awareness. Viewing all appearances in the center of your mandala when viewed from pristine awareness as pure appearances. Samsara and Nirvana equally pure as being the creative display of this non-dual pristine awareness and the ultimate space of phenomena, all arising due to the force of compassion.
So we'll take a break
and come back at 11:02.